Hey folks, before we jump into the episode today, I just wanted to let you know about something that you might be interested in if you are considering making some kind of a career change. I have recently launched a self-paced online audio course called Meaningful Career Change, which is all designed to kickstart your mindful and meaningful career change journey with focus and intention. So if you're looking to avoid the overwhelm and get started on the right foot with some logical steps, practical exercises, and insightful tips that draw on real-life career change coaching success stories from me, a seasoned career coach, straight to your headphones, then head on over to leadingbeings.com and follow the links to events and courses, and you'll find the Meaningful Career Change course under the heading. All right, into the episode. Hey everyone, great to be back here with you. Before I begin today, I'd just like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which I work and live, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging. So today I am returning to the podcast after a bit of a break, and that was not so much planned, that break. I've had some personal things going on with a really sick family member and, you know, life happening around that and all the extra things that have had to happen in my life and the things that I've had to take on because of that. And I wanted to come in today and talk about these times in our lives when this happens. As leaders, as business owners, as busy professionals, we all have things that go on in our lives. And we need to rearrange the different parts of our lives in order to allow space for the things that need our attention. Recently, my attention has needed to be with my family and also with my clients, the people that are paying to work with me. And that has meant that the things that are non-essential have had to drop away, and I've had to make decisions about what to intentionally drop. I was listening to a podcast of Nisha Moodley's the other day, which I highly recommend you check out. And she was talking about intentionally dropping balls. And that really, really resonated with me because it's something that, you know, I've had to do at the moment. I was sending an email to someone the other day, maybe 2 weeks after she emailed me, which, you know, it was a non-essential email. And I said to her, look, I'm sorry, I'm intentionally dropping the ball of email at the moment. Because I need to make space where I can. So I wanted to come on here today to pose this to you and have you think a little bit about the times in your life, in your work, when things might ramp up and other things have to go. And these could be personal things that go on. It could be things that are happening with your kids. It could be things happening in your marriage, things happening with your parents, things happening like buying a house, renovating a house. There's so many different things from our personal life that mean that we just don't have the energy, whether that be mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, to give the same level to our work. Or it could be things going on in our work that mean other things in our work have to drop our way. I was just talking to a client the other day who has a role where he needs to do both business development as well as work on projects. And he was talking about the fact that at a certain time he's got 4 projects on the go and the business development just has to fall away. And sometimes we have to make these decisions about things. But I think what often we don't do is make those decisions really intentionally. And often the other thing that can happen is we can try to hold on to too much and try and keep all the balls in the air when it's just not possible. And I don't know if you've ever watched juggling before, but that moment where there's too many balls and the person starts to lose it, like all the balls come crashing down. What rarely happens is you start to lose it juggling and one ball drops and you can keep going. It's like once you lose it, you lose it. Well, maybe that's me as a relatively inexperienced juggler. But yeah, that's the thing that we don't want to happen. We don't want to try and keep everything going and then end up with everything falling in a heap. So how do you begin to actually work out what to drop and what not to drop? Well, I think a really good way to start is start by looking at your values and what are the things that are going to make sure that you uphold your values. You don't want to be going against your values when things drop. So, for example, if family is something that is a value that you hold really strong, then maybe, you know, you need to prioritize family. Or if something like, I don't know, punctuality, for example, that's a really weird one, I know. But if that was really important to you, well, if you want to continue to remain punctual, what else needs to drop so that you can do that? Start really thinking about, okay, well, how do I want to show up and how do I want to continue to show up? And what are the things that I'm happy to compromise on? So the next thing you can ask yourself is, what is essential and what is non-essential? Now, when I say essential and non-essential, I really mean it. It's so easy for us to say, oh yeah, all these things are essential. But in actual fact, a lot of the time, the things that we tell ourselves are essential are not. So if I look at the difference in my business, like my podcasting is not essential. Will it mean that my marketing slows down for a little bit if I don't do it? Absolutely. But does it mean that my business is going to fall over? No, it doesn't. On the other hand, making sure that I continue to be there for my clients, is that essential? Absolutely it is. My clients are paying me. My clients are the thing that I do all of this for. My clients have a level of service which is expected. And so keeping up client relationships and client standards and doing things for my clients is to me absolutely essential. So yeah, what is essential? What is not essential? And be really strict with yourself on those kinds of things. Now, in amongst those things, there are things that in times where things are really stressful, we may need to get really serious about whether they're essential, even when we like to tell ourselves they're not. So, for example, sleep. I think sleep is one of those great ones where we often treat it as though it's non-essential, even though it is. But when we get good sleep, it makes a huge difference to everything else. I know the other day when some things were going particularly pear-shaped on the personal side of things, I had a really bad night's sleep because my son was up for like 3 hours at night in a particularly crazy mood. And I woke up the next morning and I felt rubbish. And it made the rest of my day harder. It made it harder to get through the tasks I needed to get through. And so that sleep for me is super essential in particularly times of stress or overwhelm. And often it can be the first thing that we try to think we can drop when things are full. So yeah, just be really real with yourself on the things that you need to keep yourself well, to keep yourself going, to maintain the foundations that you need to move through times that are full in your life and in your work. Okay, so linked to this one is get real about time. That sounds massive, doesn't it? Get real about time. What I'm talking about here is the fact that we often have these arbitrary deadlines that we put on ourselves about when we should be doing things, how long things should take. And that could be in more of a micro sense, but also in like a large scale macro sense, like, oh, I should have done this by the time I'm 40, or my business needs to be here in the next year, when actually it doesn't need to be. Yes, we might want it to be, but there's no reason why that has to happen. And by having those timelines on ourselves and holding ourselves to these timelines that we've just made up, we're actually causing ourselves more stress than not. I was thinking about this the other day, in that after coming out of maternity leave and looking after my son and not being back at work in full-time capacity, and then having my dad unwell, which is the personal thing that's going on, yeah, I had these ideas of where I wanted to be right now and what I wanted to be doing. And yes, it's a preference, but there's no real need or real hurry for me to be doing anything any faster than I am right now, even if things feel like they're grinding to a halt right now. It's really only deadlines that I'm putting myself about where I would like to be. And yes, there are always some financial reasons that would mean if I was able to be doing more, things wouldn't be a little more comfortable, but it's certainly not essential. Now, I just want to say, I understand that's a really privileged position to be in, and not everyone has that luxury. And yes, there may be things that you do need to do by certain times for your financial well-being. But I'm not talking about those things. I'm talking about the financial or the time deadlines that we put on ourselves that aren't really that necessary. Having said this, though, there are things that we might be able to let slide for a certain amount of time, but then we can't. So really be aware of how long you can let things slide for before they go completely pear-shaped. So a really simple example of this is email, right? So I know that, you know, when things get really full, I'm likely to pay a little bit less attention to my email. Sorry if you're waiting for an email from me. But no, I do tend to try and stay on top of the important ones, the actual communications, but the things that tend to pile up are the newsletters and, you know, the receipts that I need to file and maybe the requests from people that are non-essential, like, you know, guests wanting to come on the podcast and things like that. And I will let those things slide for a certain time while I need to. But what can happen is it gets to a point where things are piling up so much that I start to miss the important things. That's when I know that I've let things go too long and I need to do a massive email cleanup. You're getting a bit of an insight into how my brain and my organizing works here. But that's just a small example of I can only let that go for a certain amount of time before I need to get back on track with it again. So just be aware of those types of things and make sure that when something does need your attention, you get to it. But knowing how long things can go for is quite important. Okay, so next, when you're in these kinds of situations where things do get full or something's going on, really make sure you consider the types of supports that you can put in place to support you and to make things easier for you, and know that you don't always have to do things all on your own. So a great example of this for me the other day was I look after my son on Mondays and Wednesdays, and I love looking after him, but I'm just finding that because of some of the extra stuff I'm having to do for my family, a lot of my time is, yeah, it's hard to do a lot of things. So I had my mother-in-law come and look after my son on Wednesday for me. And putting that support in place meant that I could go and do some stuff with my family and that I didn't have to worry about tracking my son along with me for probably 3 or 4 hours of traveling and going back and forth, which, you know, puts a stress on him as well. So while, yes, I want to look after my son, sometimes actually it's better if somebody else does it so that I can really focus on things. And then when I'm with him, I can be focused on him. So what support can you put in place? You know, can you get help with things? What can you ask people to take off your plate for you? Think about those types of things. And, you know, a support could be putting an email response on that says that you're offline for a bit so that people know. There are, you know, people supports, there are technological supports, there's lots of supports you can put in place. Linked to this is communicate with people. Let people know what's going on for you as much as you're comfortable with. And when I say as much as you're comfortable with, you don't have to tell them the whole ins and outs of what's going on for you. But if you say to people, hey, look, there's something, you know, pretty full on happening in life or work at the moment, I just might need a little bit more time for things, or just be aware of it can really help. Because if people are expecting something from you, or they have come to expect a certain level of service or behavior or communication from you that you've built up over time, and then you suddenly stop doing that without any reason why, that's when people worry. People don't worry if you tell them that something's going on, because everybody knows we all have stuff that goes on in our lives and our work that makes things fuller for us. So yeah, communicate with people. Let them know what's going on. Only communicate as much as you feel comfortable with, but give people enough that they're going to know why you're maybe not at your best. And then finally, be kind to yourself. When we're going through these times, even though we know that we're under more pressure, we can often ask a lot of ourselves and expect ourselves to be performing at certain levels, and it's just not always possible. So if you can't keep up your exercise routine like you would want to, or you can't be the parent that you want to be to your kids because you've got other things you've got to deal with in a certain period of time, we don't have to be perfect all of the time. We don't have to be at our best all of the time. We can't be at our best all of the time, particularly when things in life happen. So yeah, be kind to yourself. So just going through those points again. Firstly, align your decision making to your values. Work out what is really essential and not essential.
get real about time or be real about time. Be aware of how long things can slide for and when you do need to get something back on track. Put supports in place. Communicate with people openly and be kind to yourself. So I hope that's been helpful. I hope if you are going through a particularly challenging time that this has given you some things to think about. And also know that you don't have to apply these things and this logic to scenarios where things are really full or heavy or bad. It can just be that you can apply some of this thinking to your day-to-day to help you manage the load a little bit better. But yeah, if things are full for you now, I hope that you are doing really well and that this has been helpful. Also, if things are really tough, don't ever be afraid to reach out for more support from people that can provide it, whether that be just reaching out to friends and family or getting the support of a therapist or psychologist. I know at this time in my life, I have started to work with a psychologist just to be there to provide that support. We don't have to hold all of this ourselves. So yeah, hope that's really helpful. If you are going through a tough time, hope you're doing okay. And if you would like to share how this episode's helped you, then please do reach out. I love hearing from you. Sometimes it can feel like talking to a void when you're doing a podcast. So yeah, reach out on Instagram at Leading Beings, on LinkedIn. I'm Kate McCready on LinkedIn, or just reach out to me on my website, leadingbeings.com. Hope you have the most wonderful day and I'll chat to you soon. Bye. Hey, thanks so much for tuning into the episode today. I'm so grateful that you took the time to have a listen. I hope you really enjoyed it and got something valuable out of it as well. If you did, I would appreciate it so much if you would leave us a review on iTunes if that's how you're listening. It always helps us get the word out about the podcast and helps it get into more people's ears. Also, always love meeting people who are listening and hearing what you're getting out of the podcast. So come and say hello on Instagram, LinkedIn, send me an email. I'd absolutely love to meet you online and hear how you are being and becoming a leading being.